think perhaps the conclusion of the bracha of Slachlan Baruch Ata Hashem, Chanan Amar Ben Yisleach, the gracious one who pardons abundantly, is perhaps something we gloss over. We need to pause and reflect. What's Chanan? What is Chanan? So there's a gillion Tosfos Arash in Rosh Hashanah. It says Chanan is someone who is gracious in times of distress. So Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed, Chanan Yechancha L'Kol Zakecha. How Hashem is gracious to one who calls out to Him. And he explains this Tosfos, this Gillion Tosfos, sorry. Says Tosfos, that even if a person doesn't deserve something, and they cry out to Hashem, Hashem will answer. And it's a pasuk in Shmos Chaf Beis, Vahaya. And it shall come to pass, Ki Yitzak Alei. He'll cry out to me. V'shamati, now will listen, Ki Chanan Ani. I will listen because I am gracious. The context of it is talking about a person that gave over something personal as security on a loan. If it's got not given back overnight, he'll cry out to Hashem. Hashem will listen. Meaning, even if the person by rights doesn't actually deserve it, the act of crying out means that Hashem listens. Hashem doesn't want to see us afflicted. Hashem doesn't want to see us in pain. And therefore, if we cry out to Hashem, He's there for us. This goes hand in glove with the idea of Chanan being matnas chinam. I'll have compassion upon whom I'll have compassion, even if they don't fully deserve it. Because if a person is able to be tzayek to Hashem, they're able to cry out to Hashem, if we're able to cry out to Hashem in the bracha of Slachlanu, if, having gone through the bracha of Chayin Hadas, we have a newfound awareness of the impact and the consequences of our actions. If, having worked through the bracha of Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, we've come to Hehuri Tshuva, and we mean it and we're for real, then by the end of Slachlanu, we've cried out to Hashem. Slachlanu Avinu Kichatanu, Mechalanu Magin Kavashanu. We cry out to Him from the depths of our heart. We mean it. We mean it. There's a primal scream there. Hashem, please forgive me. Please, please, please forgive me. I have a new level of understanding now. I have a new level of appreciation right now. I'm functioning on a different level. I want to undo the mess that I created. Oh. Then Hashem is Chanan Hamar B'Dislayach. Even if by rights we don't deserve it, the fact that we cried out to Him means He'll pardon us abundantly. Which means that ultimately, it's up to us to cry out to Hashem sincerely, to invest in our tefillah. And it's Hashem in doing so, Hashem will indeed pardon us, and forgive us, and look after us, as only He can do.